ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება.
მეექვსე ვარიანტი.
ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება.
მეექვსე ვარიანტი.
Listening task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1. My name is Sandro and I am 32. After graduating from the Caucasus School of Economics, it was my dream to become a chief manager in a big factory, which is actually the most important person in a company. I took several steps to make my dream come true. First, I took a very active part in the work of professional associations. I became the national president of the Georgian Society for Training and Development. This helped me to grow professionally. I had to meet with a lot of people and discuss various things with them, which improved my communication skills. While working for the associations, I also learned how to conduct meetings in an effective manner. My job took me to different parts of the country, and I believe that traveling also gave me a lot of experience. I also wrote a lot. I was cooperating with local newspapers and gave them the most recent news about the work of my association. My name is Sandro and I am 32. After graduating from the Caucasus School of Economics, it was my dream to become a chief manager in a big factory, which is actually the most important person in the company. I took several steps to make my dream come true. First, I took a very active part in the work of professional associations. I became the national president of the Georgian Society for Training and Development. This helped me to grow professionally. I had to meet with a lot of people and discuss various things with them, which improved my communication skills. While working for the associations, I also learned how to conduct meetings in an effective manner. My job took me to different parts of the country, and I believe that traveling also gave me a lot of experience. I also wrote a lot. I was cooperating with local newspapers and gave them the most recent news about the work of my association. Text 2. J.K. Rowling's life is one of the success stories of our time. Many people simply know her as the woman who wrote the Harry Potter books. But what people don't know is what J.K. Rowling went through before she became famous. J.K. Rowling's life was not an easy one. She struggled a lot. Though she started to write her famous novel in 1990, it wasn't published until 1997. During those 7 years, Rowling went through a lot of difficulties. Her mother died, she divorced her husband, and had to support her daughter. She was experiencing such financial problems that she even received support from the government. After the 12 biggest publishers, including Constable and Robinson, said no to publishing her book, Rowling saw herself as a complete failure. In 1997, a small publishing house, Bloomsbury, accepted the first Harry Potter book and paid the author a very small amount of money. In 1997 and 1998, the Harry Potter books won 2 awards. Today, J.K. Rowling has sold more than 400 million copies of her Harry Potter books, and she is considered to be the most successful female author in the United Kingdom. J.K. Rowling's life is one of the success stories of our time. Many people simply know her as the woman who wrote the Harry Potter books. But what people don't know is what J.K. Rowling went through before she became famous. J.K. Rowling's life was not an easy one. She struggled a lot. Though she started to write her famous novel in 1990, it wasn't published until 1997. During those 7 years, Rowling went through a lot of difficulties. Her mother died, she divorced her husband, and had to support her daughter. She was experiencing such financial problems that she even received support from the government. After the 12 biggest publishers, including Constable and Robinson, said no to publishing her book, Rowling saw herself as a complete failure. In 1997, a small publishing house, Bloomsbury, accepted the first Harry Potter book and paid the author a very small amount of money. In 1997 and 1998, the Harry Potter books won 2 awards. Today, J.K. Rowling has sold more than 400 million copies of her Harry Potter books, and she is considered to be the most successful female author in the United Kingdom. Text 3. Sir Cecil Beaton, the British photographer, is known primarily for his portraits of celebrities. Beaton's interest in photography began when he was very young. As a boy, he admired portraits of popular women and actresses, which were published on picture postcards. When Beaton got his first camera at the age of 11, his nurse taught him how to use it. Beaton dressed his sisters in clothes similar to the ones the actresses wore in the portraits he loved and took their photos. In the 1920s, Beaton became a photographer for Vogue magazine. He developed his own style of photography, and his photographs were always artistic. During World War II, Beaton served in the British Ministry of Information, taking photos of battles in Africa and East Asia. After the war, Beaton left the ministry and went back to portrait photography. He also started to design costumes for theatre and film actresses. Cecil Beaton won an Oscar for his costume design in the popular Hollywood film My Fair Lady. Sir Cecil Beaton, the British photographer, is known primarily for his portraits of celebrities. Beaton's interest in photography began when he was very young. As a boy, he admired portraits of popular women and actresses, which were published on picture postcards. When Beaton got his first camera at the age of 11, his nurse taught him how to use it. Beaton dressed his sisters in clothes similar to the ones the actresses wore in the portraits he loved and took their photos. In the 1920s, Beaton became a photographer for Vogue magazine. He developed his own style of photography and his photographs were always artistic. During World War II, Beaton served in the British Ministry of Information, taking photos of battles in Africa and East Asia. After the war, Beaton left the ministry and went back to portrait photography. He also started to design costumes for theatre and film actresses. Cecil Beaton won an Oscar for his costume design in the popular Hollywood film My Fair Lady. Text 4. The Harvard University Library is nearly 400 years old, which makes it the oldest library system in the United States. Its collection holds nearly 20 million volumes, 400 million manuscripts, 10 million photographs, and 1 million maps. With 6 floors above ground and 4 floors below, Wegener Library, situated in Harvard Yard, is the most recognized building in the Harvard University library system. Wegener Library is the second largest library in the USA. Henry Wegener was a book collector who graduated from Harvard in 1907. Later, together with his parents, Henry happened to be on board the ship Titanic. Unfortunately, the ship sank and Henry and his father died. His mother, Eleanor Elkins, was luckier. After the ship hit the iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean, she managed to get in the lifeboat and survived. Later, Eleanor gave Harvard University $3.5 million to build a library in her son's name. One condition of the donation was that Harvard University could not change the exterior of the building. Otherwise, the library would become the property of Cambridge City in the USA. The Harvard University Library is nearly 400 years old, which makes it the oldest library system in the United States. Its collection holds nearly 20 million volumes, 400 million manuscripts, 10 million photographs, and 1 million maps. With 6 floors above ground and 4 floors below, Wegener Library, situated in Harvard Yard, is the most recognized building in the Harvard University library system. Wegener Library is the second largest library in the USA. Henry Wegener was a book collector who graduated from Harvard in 1907. Later, together with his parents, Henry happened to be on board the ship Titanic. Unfortunately, the ship sank and Henry and his father died. His mother, Eleanor Elkins, was luckier. After the ship hit the iceberg in the Atlantic Ocean, she managed to get in the lifeboat and survived. Later, Eleanor gave Harvard University $3.5 million to build a library in her son's name. One condition of the donation was that Harvard University could not change the exterior of the building. Otherwise, the library would become the property of Cambridge City in the USA. Text 5. George Kobe, or Grigol Kobakhidze, gained huge success in the USA and became America's first Georgian millionaire. Grigol was born in 1883 in one of small villages in Racha. He was 10 years old when he started work in the Borjomi glass factory. The management soon noticed Grigol Kobakhidze's talent for invention. The German owner of the factory, Schumann, introduced him to Mikhail Mukhran-Batoni, the owner of Borjomi. Soon after that, Grigol Kobakhidze was sent to Russia to work at the glass factory. Kobakhidze later moved to Germany and Britain and finally settled in the USA. After 10 years of living in America, Grigol established a large factory in Massachusetts, which he named the Kobe Glass Products Company. By 1922, the company had become one of the leading companies in the eastern United States. In addition to glass, the company produced chemical, medical, construction raw materials, and goods. Before that, Kobakhidze had worked at General Electric for 9 years. During this time, he further developed his inventive skills. He even patented a couple of fountain pens. This had been Kobakhidze's small business, selling pens along with other stationery. George Kobe, or Grigol Kobakhidze, gained huge success in the USA and became America's first Georgian millionaire. Grigol was born in 1883 in one of small villages in Racha. He was 10 years old when he started work in the Borjomi glass factory. The management soon noticed Grigol Kobakhidze's talent for invention. The German owner of the factory, Schumann, introduced him to Mikhail Mukhran-Batoni, the owner of Borjomi. Soon after that, Grigol Kobakhidze was sent to Russia to work at the glass factory. Kobakhidze later moved to Germany and Britain and finally settled in the USA. After 10 years of living in America, Grigol established a large factory in Massachusetts, which he named the Kobe Glass Products Company. By 1922, the company had become one of the leading companies in the eastern United States. In addition to glass, the company produced chemical, medical, construction raw materials, and goods. Before that, Kobakhidze had worked at General Electric for 9 years. During this time, he further developed his inventive skills. He even patented a couple of fountain pens. This had been Kobakhidze's small business, selling pens along with other stationery. Listening Task 2. Listen to the text and for each question, mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice. Life is full of surprises, so you won't be surprised to hear how one day changed the lives of my wife, my kids, and me. That was the day we found a six-month-old puppy. We found him trying to get off a highway after he'd been hit by a car. We stopped to help rush the puppy to a veterinary hospital. At that moment, we had no idea that we would have to make a difficult choice. We could either take on full responsibility for the puppy, which would include payment for the veterinary service, or we could give the puppy to the animal control agency. The amount we had to pay was about $3,000, which we couldn't afford. So, with tears in our eyes, we unfortunately had to let the local animal control agency take care of the little dog. But the story didn't stop there. At the agency, I found out the little dog had a broken front leg. Over the next few days, I stayed in contact with the agency to learn about the health of this beautiful little dog. In addition to the broken leg, the dog was suffering from a bad cough and some other diseases. Because of that, the payment for the veterinary service was high. It was clear to me and my wife that we couldn't afford to pay this amount of money. I started looking for animal organizations that could take care of the puppy, but I quickly learned that there are thousands of abandoned but completely healthy animals every year. So most animal organizations prefer to take care of healthy animals and not spend money on sick ones. Many animal organizations just don't have the money to take on the responsibility for an injured animal. Similarly, most people don't want to take on such responsibilities either. They prefer to choose from a lot of healthy animals. So because the agency knew that no one would take care of this particular dog, they decided to put him to death. Time passed quickly, and one day I realized that in 48 hours the little dog, which we had already called Bruno, was going to die. I had to do something. So I decided to send out an email to my colleagues telling the story of this little dog and asking them for help. In a few hours, thanks to my colleagues, I had more than enough money to pay for the veterinary service and save the little dog's life. Just a day before he was going to die, my wife and I went into the agency with the money and all the needed paperwork. Nearly 3 weeks after we had found Bruno in the highway, my wife and I brought the little dog home. At the time, we were just planning to keep the puppy for a week until he recovered. Then our plan was to find a permanent home for him. But after a week, we couldn't imagine our lives without him. Before all this happened, I had never wanted to have a dog at home. But I had actually never had one in my life before. But no, I can't imagine life without Bruno. I never thought that I could feel such a strong love for a dog. But adopting Bruno has changed my wife, our kids, and me. The little dog has brought an unimaginable happiness into our home, and we would go through everything all over again to have even a moment with this little dog. I have no idea how I had ever lived without this lovely little dog. Life is full of surprises, so you won't be surprised to hear how one day changed the lives of my wife, my kids, and me. That was the day we found a six-month-old puppy. We found him trying to get off a highway after he'd been hit by a car. We stopped to help rush the puppy to a veterinary hospital. At that moment, we had no idea that we would have to make a difficult choice. We could either take on full responsibility for the puppy, which would include payment for the veterinary service, or we could give the puppy to the animal control agency. The amount we had to pay was about $3,000, which we couldn't afford. So, with tears in our eyes, we unfortunately had to let the local animal control agency take care of the little dog. But the story didn't stop there. At the agency, I found out that the little dog had a broken front leg. Over the next few days, I stayed in contact with the agency to learn about the health of this beautiful little dog. In addition to the broken leg, the dog was suffering from a bad cough and some other diseases. Because of that, the payment for the veterinary service was high. It was clear to me and my wife that we couldn't afford to pay this amount of money. I started looking for animal organizations that could take care of the puppy, but I quickly learned that there are thousands of abandoned but completely healthy animals every year. So most animal organizations prefer to take care of healthy animals and not spend money on sick ones. Many animal organizations just don't have the money to take on the responsibility for an injured animal. Similarly, most people don't want to take on such responsibilities either. They prefer to choose from a lot of healthy animals. So because the agency knew that no one would take care of this particular dog, they decided to put him to death. Time passed quickly, and one day I realized that in 48 hours the little dog, which we had already called Bruno, was going to die. I had to do something. So I decided to send out an email to my colleagues telling the story of this little dog and asking them for help. In a few hours, thanks to my colleagues, I had more than enough money to pay for the veterinary service and save the little dog's life. Just a day before he was going to die, my wife and I went into the agency with the money and all the needed paperwork. Nearly 3 weeks after we had found Bruno in the highway, my wife and I brought the little dog home. At the time, we were just planning to keep the puppy for a week until he recovered. Then our plan was to find a permanent home for him. But after a week, we couldn't imagine our lives without him. Before all this happened, I had never wanted to have a dog at home. But I had actually never had one in my life before. But now I can't imagine life without Bruno. I never thought that I could feel such a strong love for a dog. But adopting Bruno has changed my wife, our kids, and me. The little dog has brought an unimaginable happiness into our home. And we would go through everything all over again to have even a moment with this little dog. I have no idea how I had ever lived without this lovely little dog. This is the end of the listening part.
Մոսմենის დავალება დასრულებულია.